Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Luna Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome to Luna Love of the Podcast. Merry Christmas if you celebrate. Happy holidays if you don't. I'm your host, Jordana Levine. Did I say that bit already? I don't think I did. I'm your host, Jordana Levine. Today we're chatting all things Cancer full moon. And what a juicy way to wrap up 2023. Fun fact, it's actually how we began 2023. The first full moon of this year was indeed a Cancer full moon. The Cancer full moon takes place on Wednesday, December 27th at 11:33 a.m. in Sydney, 12:33 a.m. in London, and Tuesday, the 26th of December at 7:33 p.m. in New York. Cancer. The first thing we think of when envisaging this water sign is the sensitivity, the emotion, the nurturing qualities of the fourth sign of the zodiac. But don't let the vulnerability, the fleshiness, the tenderness of Cancer fool you. The crab's hard outer shell evolved for a reason. You see, no sign feels with such intensity. And the feeling is what life is all about for the crab. Can you see how different Cancer is to Capricorn, the season that the sun is currently in? If you haven't listened to that episode, it only came out a few days ago. You must catch up. When the sun is opposite the moon, that's when we have a full moon, right? So this is the energy that we're currently facing at the moment. The emotional well that is Cancer is opposing the structured, measured, focused energy of Capricorn. The Cancer shell becomes a means of survival. After all, flesh is so sensitive, so very vulnerable, and it needs to be protected at all costs. To survive in the world, Cancer creates a safe sanctuary within its protective shell, a place to retreat when threatened or when simply overstimulated by the environment. This shell defends its soft exterior, but also becomes a protective force for everyone it loves, fiercely defending and protecting them from all predators. This is how Cancer became known as the maternal sign, that of the mother, the nurturer, the caretaker. Its objective really is to maintain emotional security for themselves and for everyone that they love dearly. If we look at this from a full moon perspective, I think it's timely for this moon to be directly after Christmas. Take this opportunity to get introspective. I'm not saying retreat into your shell and block the external world out, although maybe you could do that. But what I'm doing is I'm giving you permission to recharge, recalibrate, feel everything you need to feel and process, so that you're able to exist in the world, right? If we just keep going, 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 giving, 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 our little fleshy, tender bodies will cave in. The moon loves being in Cancer. So a Cancer full moon is where the moon is most happy, right? It's in its happy place. It feels warm, at home, emotionally held and supported. So, I mean, essentially, you can expect to feel the same this week. there are a few cosmic bodies affecting this moon's expression, so we will chat about those. But before we do, let us not forget that this is a water moon. And what do we know about water moons? They bring all the feels. So, yeah, you might get a little emotional under this moon, but that's fine because the mantra for Cancer is I feel. So don't ignore, suppress, or disregard your own feelings. Get introspective and really ask yourself, what am I feeling? How do I feel about this? What feelings were aroused for me this year? Yeah, a bit of a reflection on the year that was. What feelings would I like to cultivate more of in 2024? This time of year is very much about giving, so make sure that you are giving back to yourself and really allowing yourself to receive as well. The objective of Cancer is to find emotional security. I did say that already. So really great time to ponder what makes you feel secure on an emotional level. Very different to what makes you feel secure on a physical level, right? Or on a material level. There's certain things that we have that make us feel secure. But what makes your emotional self feel secure? Now, this full moon is forming what we call a sextile with Jupiter in Taurus. It sounds a lot more sexy than it is, but it is a harmonious aspect, right? So you can expect an expansive, abundant, and fortunate energy infusing this full moon. It's a really beautiful time to integrate a gratitude practice into your full moon ritual, perhaps reflecting on what you're grateful for in 2023. This full moon will also form a trine with Saturn in Pisces. This full moon will also form a trine with Saturn in Pisces. Also a harmonious aspect, and I think it's like a little nod to the sun, which, as we know, is opposite the moon. And the sun is currently in Capricorn. Saturn rules Capricorn, right? So this is a wonderful time to show some self-responsibility. For your own feelings, most definitely, good place to start. Cancer can fall into victim mode if not careful. So in reflecting on your feelings, can you infuse the maturity and responsibility of Saturn and the sun in Capricorn to own what is yours and feel into what you can do differently going forward? Also, it is Mercury retrograde still, so slowing down, being introspective. The moon will also heighten your intuition, so really, really paying attention. Finally, hours after this full moon, Chiron stations direct. This presents an opportunity to heal any lingering emotional pain, particularly when it comes to female figures or maternal figures in your life. Over much of this year, we've been reevaluating relationships. Yeah. So, you know, once Chiron stations direct, it's a really good time to sort of have a think about which ones can continue to thrive. Yeah. This full moon in Cancer is an ideal time to release yourself from karmic wounds, emotional baggage, maybe any sort of ancestral links that are holding you back or becoming a wound for you in some way. Yeah, we don't want to hold you back from your own self-expression because of a wound that's not even yours. All right, let's have a look at some ways we can work with this full moon. Tend to your home. Home is where the heart is. Cancer rules the home. It could be your physical home, or it could be contemplating when it is and who it is that makes you feel most grounded and at home. That feeling of being home when you're with the right person, delicious. But also, can you cultivate that within yourself? Because you are your home, right? Your physical body is your home, the home of your soul. If it's your physical home that you would like to tend to, you could give it a good clean, rearrange the furniture, spoil yourself with a few decor purchases, or, you know, perhaps just give it a good cleanse with some native herbs or woods. Watch your emotions under this full moon. Like I said, it's a water moon, so you are going to feel everything, but don't go throwing your emotions at other people. This time of year, there's lots of interaction going on with family and friends. When we're all feeling a bit heightened emotionally, yeah, we can start sort of using our emotions against other people. So instead, sit with anything that's coming up and sleep on it maybe before sharing it with others. And also, like, be conscious of this with other people. If their emotions feel like they're coming at you, perhaps just take a breath and walk away. And then lastly, release and let go of anything that no longer serves you. You might like to do a beautiful full moon ritual. This is the final full moon of the year. If you want to join me for a big release of 2023, we will be doing that during the Cancer Full Moon Circle, which is available to Ascendant subscribers of the podcast. If you would like to become an Ascendant subscriber, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode. All right, my loves, this is the final episode of 2023. What? Yeah, I don't take a break on this podcast, just so you know. There will be episodes all the way through because that's what happens when the moon keeps mooning and the sun keeps moving and astrology just keeps happening. Those planets, they do not stop. So I won't be taking a break. I will be back the first week, actually the first day of Jan 1st. There will be a podcast episode walking you through the astrology of 2024. And then that week, there will also be an episode for subscribers that tells you how you can work out the personal astrology for yourself of 2024. Remember, I am kicking off my astrology course in the new year in March, Celestial Storytelling. If you would like to be a part of that, you can sign up via the link in the show notes. That's going to teach you everything you need to know about astrology and reading natal charts. Readings are available. I think Feb has been booked up now. There might be one more session left in Feb. Otherwise, there's sessions available in March if you want to book yourself in for a reading. Until 2024, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.